Two-time U.S. national and Wimbledon winner Althea Gibson died yesterday. She will be remembered as a pioneer athlete and a role model. Althea Gibson was born in South Carolina, but raised in Harlem in New York. She excelled in sports from an early age and admitted she preferred sports to school. She talked to me in a 1986 interview about her beginnings in tennis.
Actually, it all started with paddle tennis in the play streets of New York City, sponsored by the Police Athletic League. Two bats and a sponge rubber ball, and a short net and a short court. And it was the supervisor of that particular play street. He noticed my play and I guess my attitude and everything and my ability, and he inspired me by giving me a tennis racket and introducing me to the professional coach, and I started taking lessons from the one-arm pro, Fred Johnson.
And it took more convincing from another source to help get Althea Gibson through the door, tennis champion Alice Marble, who was also an editor for the American Lawn Tennis magazine, wrote a scathing editorial which opened the eyes of the tennis world.
I tell you that the greatest help I got in being accepted as the first Negro at Forest Hills for the USTA championship from Alice Marble. It was through her that she wrote an open letter denouncing the USTA at that time for not permitting me to enter. And after that, I entered, and, well, you know the rest.
Althea Gibson remained the only black woman to win Wimbledon and the U.S. Open for over 35 years. She was also the first black player on the Ladies Professional Golfing Association Tour. She played professional golf for a number of years before retiring without a title. In her later years, she served on the New Jersey Governor's Council on Physical Fitness until 1992, and even tried to rejoin the LPGA Tour in 1990. She's been working on a book, due to be published next year, aptly titled Born to Win, The Althea Gibson Story. She was 76 years old.